أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. وأكواب موضوعة ونمارق مصفوفة وزرابي مبثوثة. In the surah where we read at the beginning, Allah warned us of the day of Qiyamah, and it will be such a day that it will overshadow, we'll forget everything else because of the severities of the day. Then Allah explained in a few ayats some of the conditions of the non-believers on that day. And then Allah Ta'ala explained some conditions of the believers, how they will be happy and enjoying on that day. Further, out of the great favors of Allah Ta'ala upon them and the ni'mat that they will get, وَأَكْوَابٌ مَوْضُوعَةٌ اور آپ خورے سامنے چنے ہوئے. And they will have beautiful goblets, tumblers in front of them set out very beautifully. And those goblets will also, they themselves will be in an extremely beautiful condition. Such cutlery, such utensils that we had never ever, could ever dream about. And they will be placed also in such a beautiful way, they will be arranged and easily accessible to them at all times. Where we read previously, those beautiful rivers of Jannat will flow. And then the wonderful drinks, as in other places we read about Zanjabila, a drink that will have the taste of ginger, and Silsabila, all these beautiful drinks, and very, very enjoyable drinks they will have, and they will be able to partake of them very easily. They won't have to go out to and open the cabinet, go into the scullery, or go in the kitchen, open a drawer, open a cupboard, and take out what they want. It will be just set for them as they want. It will be there ready all the time. Further, وَنَمَارِقُ مَسْفُوفَ اور قَالِيچِ برابر بیچھے ہوئے. And they will have beautiful cushions also that will be made of velvet and not the velvet of this dunya. All the things of this dunya Allah has given us so that we have some idea of what those ni'mats will be. Otherwise we should never be able to understand or even imagine what those ni'mats will be. So as we know, velvet is a very soft and very delicate material, and the velvet of Jannat, how it will be. And these beautiful cushions will be set for them, and they will be ready for them to use as they want to, and as they want to make themselves comfortable. وَزَرَابِيُّ مَبْسُوثَ اور مخمل کے نحال چے جگہ جگہ پھیلے ہوئے. And there will be beautiful velvety carpets also spread out everywhere. In other words, just as they would want to recline, enjoy, rest, they will be able to. If they want to sit on the couches, they will be ready for them. And then there will be the cushions for them to place as they want to. And they want to rest on the floor, on lying down on the carpets, that will be ready for them also. In short, because of the efforts of this world, Allah Ta'ala will give them this great, great ni'mat. And consequently, we see those people who realize this, they did not have anything to do with this dunya. They earned also whatever, and there were others who did not even earn. Allah made their rozi also easy for them. Otherwise, in earning, there is absolutely nothing wrong. It is also a great ibadah. When it is done with the correct intention and in the correct way, then earning is also a very great ibadah, for which Allah Ta'ala said that the people who do business, that they will be with the sulaha, the siddiqeen, the shuhada. They will be with the righteous and the siddiqeen. They will be with the great people when our niyat is correct and we do our business and our earning in whichever way it might be. Whether we are a laborer, whether we are an employer, employee, whatever the case may be, with the correct intention and the correct way, this is also ibadat. But there were those people who devoted their whole lives only for the sake of deen, only in ibadat. others who made so great efforts for the sake of deen, and what great difficulties and hardships they endured, and only for deen, on that day their reward will be accordingly. Allah will give them those high, high positions. And if we have just wasted our time in this world, just passed our time, then that will be the position of that person. And a person who passed his life in the disobedience of Allah, committing gunas, not even recognizing Allah, and their position will be according to that. And those who don't even believe in Allah, who don't even believe in the Akhirat, their conditions will be extremely pitiful on that day. It will show on their faces also, it will show how Allah Ta'ala will mete out all their returns for them on that day. So Allah Ta'ala has given us this time so that we could realize Allah, who Allah Ta'ala is, and what great qudrat and power Allah Ta'ala has got. And Allah Ta'ala is that being, يَفْعَلُ مَا يَشَاء, He does as He pleases. We are not to dictate to Allah, not even in our thoughts. We have to accept from Allah. We are His total slaves. As a slave is of his master, we are even more greater slaves of Allah Ta'ala. So our work totally is to submit to Allah Ta'ala and try and please Him in the best way that we can, and beg of Him of His mercies all the time. To show us who Allah is, in the ayat in front, very, very strikingly, Allah explains about four qualities of how great the qudrat and the power of Allah Ta'ala is. May Allah give us the tawfiq to understand and recognize Allah, gain the love of Allah, and then be fully in His obedience and stay fully away from His disobedience.